Now back to the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the Butcher Shop. I am Joe Shasky. We are 95.7 The Game. We're rolling on a three-day weekend. It's Friday night, All-Star weekend. Kyle Kuzma, is that who won? 35 points tonight. Kyle Kuzma is your
MVP.
What are you, a Laker
MVP.
Fan?
MVP.
Get out of here. Shut that guy's mic off. Give me a break. They dangled the entire organization, all of five guys in In-N-Out Burger. Magic Johnson was ready to do anything he had to. He was ready to do the fire doc. You guys saw the fire doc, right? He was ready to do what that guy was going to do for some water. He was going to do that for Anthony Davis. Oh, yeah, Dell Demps got fired. We don't care about that. We care about the Warriors. 888-957-9570. Get in line. I want to hear from the fans tonight. It's been a great first half. Great first half. Technically, it's been two-thirds of the season. But everybody has been obsessing about what's going to happen 6 months from now. I want to tell you about what I loved and what I hated from this year. And I want to hear from you, the fans. So get in line. 888-957-9570. Let's get legal, though, first. Let me holler at my boy Drake.
Legal, legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1. KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. And download the radio.com app. Definitely get in there. And you know what? Hit me with the E40.
About that time. What Butcher loved, what Butcher hated.
Hit me, Nash.
What Butcher loved.
This is what I loved. I loved that the team is finally healthy right now. And you know what? Yeah, I had a little bump in the road here and there with Steph missing some games early on. KD missed some games. But this is not the mountaintop. This is the journey, okay? And part of the journey is staying healthy so you can reach the mountaintop. Loved that the Warriors are healthy right now.
What Butcher hated?
I hated the Draymond Green, Kevin Durant spat. I hated it on so many levels. Hated it for the fact that it exposed all of the warts that they might have internally to the entire nation. I hated that the media can only discuss that one little nuance, even though these guys, who are together every day, seem to be, for the most part, able to have creative tension and continue to work and succeed. They've won 16 out of 18 or 14 out of 16, whatever the number is. They're the number one seed in all the West. I hated the Kevin Durant and Draymond Green spat.
What Butcher loved?
I loved Boogie. Loved DeMarcus Cousins on this team. Yes, I don't necessarily love the way they're getting off to first quarter deficits, but you gotta love Boogie. He's the most powerful, strong, widest, big-bodied center they've had in my lifetime. I cannot remember a player more skilled at the size Boogie Cousins is. I love me some DeMarcus Cousins.
What Butcher hated?
I hated the Damian Jones injury. Absolutely hated it. Hated it for the young guy because he was definitely needing the seasoning. He definitely needed the run, the reps. For him to hurt the pectoral again, I don't know if it was the opposite side of the one he had hurt before, but it definitely stunted his development, and they need bigs. They need bigs. And I thought this was going to be a big growing year for Damian Jones. I hated the Damian Jones injury.
What Butcher loved?
I loved that Curry, Steph Curry, my MVP, the unanimous MVP, he looks like he's playing his best basketball of his career. The guy looks fit. He looks stronger than ever. He definitely seems to have the spry. He has the shot rocking. The guy is facilitating. He's not deferring to Kevin Durant. He's just playing within himself. I love the way Steph Curry's playing this year.
What Butcher hated?
I hated the media's obsession with the offseason. Not the now. Not even the Draymond Kevin Durant spat. They're obsessed with the offseason. Ignoring the now. These people can't even dissect how great this team is. They have to ignore the now and dissect the offseason, the hypotheticals, what will or won't happen. This team is on a roll right now. And that's all I care about. I hated that the media was obsessed with the offseason.
What Butcher loved?
I loved the way Kevin Durant clapped back hard on Kawakami. I mean, the irony of this guy who's blocking every single person on Twitter, for him to come out at Kevin Durant and then get slapped back like he's Draymond at the rim. I mean, give me a break. I love Kevin Durant clapping back at the media. Just, Kevin, you put in the work. You've earned the money. You deserve the leverage. I love you clapping back at the media.
What Butcher hated?
I hated that Klay Thompson, my guy Klay, living the greatest life of all the lives that can be lived, started off so awful, and everybody started doubting my man Klay Thompson. Are you kidding me? You really thought that Klay Thompson was going to fall off? Really? Y'all going to hate on Klay Thompson after everything he's done? I hated the way people were doubting Klay Thompson.
What Butcher loved?
You know what? I love that Klay is back in action, shooting better than ever since January 1st. Hottest shooter in the game right now. I love that he broke his finger, went right back into the game like it was nothing. I love some of the quotes he's been giving him. It's going to be in the past like a ponytail. What does that even mean? I love you, Klay Thompson. I'm a Klaytheist. I live that Klay life.
What Butcher hated?
I hated that they've lost some of the biggest games this year. The Philadelphia game. But the one that I hated the most was that Christmas game. Are you kidding me? You're going to lose that Christmas game? LeBron James goes out in that game? You're going to lose to the Lakers? They're not even going to make the playoffs? Hated that. You know why? Because then it starts all these false narratives. Hated that they've lost some of these big marquee matchups.
What Butcher loved?
I love that LeBron James, the self-anointed king, went to the Lakers. They're out of the playoff picture, and Brian Windhorst, of all people, is saying that he weighs 280 pounds. I mean, Brian Windhorst, you've made an entire career off lapping LeBron, and now because he didn't take you with him to L.A., you're going to crucify him? I love that LeBron James is getting doubted, and I love that he's not in the playoff picture right now.
What Butcher hated?
I have to admit, starting off the season with this McCaw situation, I hated it. You know, McCaw was someone I saw as a big piece for this team's future. Not that he's going to be a starter or a superstar, but he's the perimeter defender, the wing player, the guy who could handle the ball and at least facilitate for others at a reasonable salary. When you have the bloated four all-star salaries, you got to find value in the margins. And I hated that Patrick McCaw had the situation he had, and now he's off the team.
What Butcher loved?
I love the rest of the bench contributions. I mean, Alphonso McKinney has made the most of all his opportunities. How can you not love the guy who's getting baseline dunks and offensive rebounds in every single game? Yeah, he fouls people left and right, but he's like the 10th man. I love what Alphonso McKinney's been giving me. And Jarebko, sign me up for more Jonas Jarebko. This guy is dirty. He got a little goon in him. I love that he can stroke the three. The team responds to him. He's active on the boards. And for sure, you know I love me some Andre Iguodala, because I've been bashing Andre Iguodala hard over the last few years. But I got to give this guy credit. Andre Iguodala has brought it this year, and he deserves praise. He's played the best basketball over this last two-month stretch than he's played in two, maybe 3 years.
What Butcher hated?
I hate that there's not enough big games that I can circle in the regular season that are playoff-like games. I mean, if I had it my way, I would have every single game be like that Philadelphia 76er game. I mean, how much fun was that? How great was it to see Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler, the malcontent, and Joel Embiid going toe-to-toe with the Warriors? I don't care who was available and who wasn't. Sign me up for more marquee matchups, because for me, that's where I'm intrigued. I absolutely hate that there's not enough of those games in the regular season. It does kill me. I wish every game was as big as that Philly Thursday night game.
Let's finish on a positive note. What Butcher loved?
I loved that these Warriors, the champions, three out of the last 4 years, going right now, they're at two in a row. They're going for their third, a three-peat. What Pat Riley basically coined the term, a three-peat. They're going for it. They weathered the storm of the Kevin Durant, Draymond saga from the early season. And now, you know what? It's all behind them. All they have to worry about now is just continuing to stay healthy, get that number one seed, and keep LeBron out of the playoffs. I mean, how awesome would that be? And you know what? I'm soaking up every single minute. I am loving that this team is focused about the now, playing their best basketball right now. Everybody's healthy right now. And I love, love the 2018-2019 Golden State Warriors. So that's love-hate. That is love-hate. I got to tell you, though, basketball's not the only thing we got going on right now. NFL free agency. 49ers, what are you doing? Antonio Brown? Le'Veon? Could they be in our plans? What do you think? Niner fans, 888-957-9570. Stick around on the other side. I'm going to tell you what I think the 49ers need to do this offseason to get back to the playoffs. What's the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Yes. I am Joe Shasky. This is the Butcher Shop. We are 95.7 The Game. And they are your...
The San Francisco 49ers!
The San Francisco 49ers, and I want to see them get back to the playoffs. No, they don't have to win a certain way.
Winning with class.
I just want to get back to this.
Reestablish a championship culture.
Because that's all I want to do. I want to get back to the playoffs. And I think, with one good offseason, the 49ers can get back there. And let me know what you think. Who do you want? Who are you targeting? Antonio Brown. You know, this station has dedicated way too much time to Antonio Brown. Way too much. But that's okay. A lot of people still want him. I'd rather have AJ Green. And I'm going to go through some of these free agents that are out there. But I want to know who the fans want. 888-957-9570. 957 on the Chilton Auto Body text line. 95795. Hated from the 541. So many fans at Oracle on their phones and not getting into the game. Totally agree. Nothing is worse than when I go to a sporting event and every single person pulls out their phone and takes video. I don't get it. Like, number one, everything's documented by actual TV cameramen these days. Why do you need to have it on your phone? It just, I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. But getting back to the 49ers. Lots and lots and lots and lots of free agents. And I'm going to go through basically the top 20 or so free agents of 2019. And it's an early list because we don't know who's going to get franchise designated. We don't know who's going to maybe re-sign with their organization or who's going to actually hit free agency. But I'm going to kind of go through this list. And some of it's pie in the sky. It's not necessarily going to happen. But let's start with number one, DeMarcus Lawrence. I mean, I know he only had 10 and a half sacks last year, but this guy had almost 15 the year prior. He's an absolute stud. If you watch the Cowboys, he is the leader on that front. If he hits free agency, this is the guy I take right off the board immediately. I don't care who you take in the draft. DeMarcus Lawrence is a stud. He gets after quarterbacks. He stops the run. He is a complete player, and I'd love to have him on my team. The other guy who's out there, available, ready to be had, Jadeveon Clowney. Now, I have a feeling the Texans are going to probably franchise tag him. And I don't think he's as good as DeMarcus Lawrence. I think he's a little softer. I think he's really good. He's an upgrade over anything the 49ers have on the outside linebacker spot. He's definitely better than Malcolm Smith because there's nothing Malcolm Smith does well. But Jadeveon Clowney's going to cost a pretty penny, and I think I would rather have a different linebacker that I'm going to mention later if all things were considered. But Jadeveon is definitely someone that, yeah, if he hits the open market, I'm definitely throwing some money at him. But I have a feeling he's going back to the Texans. Nick Foles. No, don't think I need a quarterback. Don't think I need a quarterback. Although, I got to say, I dog Nick Foles. He's significantly better than I gave him credit for. Could he be an option for the Oakland Las Vegas Raiders? Would they want to maybe bring him in?
Just win, baby.
Is he a Gruden guy? Gruden did win with a veteran in the name of Rich Gannon. I don't know. I think he could be a fit in Oakland. I really do. I think the Oakland Raiders are going to actually... They're definitely bringing in a quarterback, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft. Best believe Johnny $100 million man Gruden is bringing in somebody. Number five, Grady Jarrett. Don't necessarily think defensive tackle is a position for the 49ers, nor do I think it is for the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders drafted PJ Hall and was it Mo Hurst? They got a bunch of young guys on that D-line, especially in the middle. I don't think they necessarily need Grady Jackson. The 49ers, yeah. If you couldn't get any other free agent and he's still sitting there, okay, maybe, yeah, put him next to Buckner, but he's not at the top of my wish list. I don't think D tackle's a need. I think I want to see what DJ Jones has. I want to see him. He got rid of Earl Mitchell. I'm going to pass on Grady Jackson. Trey Flowers. Trey Flowers is going to be available at some point from the Patriots. His numbers don't necessarily show how impactful he is. I think he's a really good player. I don't necessarily know if Robert Saleh would know how to use him, though.
Most underrated pass rusher in football.
Are you eating a cheese sandwich while trying to talk on my show? Really?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, yeah, just cut his mic, Joe. I love you, Nash. I don't know. I like Trey Flowers. I like him. But again, I'm skeptical Robert Saleh would even know what to do with him. Belichick's the best coach in defensive history. I'd say he's the best coach, period, in modern sports. And he knows how to utilize everyone's strengths and minimize their weakness. 49 fans, who do you want? 888-957-9570. And get in on this Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. And from the 707, Rob Gronkowski, one-year deal. Give me the double tight end with the running game mindset, Matthew and Fairfield. Matt, bravo. Completely agree. Completely agree. You want to win with...
Winning with class.
It's not with Rob Gronkowski, but you will win with Gronkowski.
Yo soy fiesta.
Love me some Gronk. And I would love the two tight end situation here in San Francisco. One of the areas where the 49ers struggle the most is in the red zone. You know why? Because you can't run those bunch formations because no one is guarding your second tight end. You bring in Rob Gronkowski as an inline blocker and as a pass-catching threat in the red zone. Now you can run that boot action with Jimmy, with Kittle, with Gronk. I like Gronk in a Niner uniform. I would be all about that Gronk life.
FYI, Gronk still has another year on the deal. He'd have to retire some way, get out of it.
You don't think the New England's going to clip him?
I don't think they would clip him. They'd hold on to him if they have him. Unless he retires, then you change it.
I mean,
and Gronk will retire if he leaves.
You think?
He was going to get traded to Detroit last year. He said, I'll retire if you do that.
Well, maybe he likes Jimmy. Maybe he wants to here in California.
Well, he didn't like the bum in Detroit, Matt Patricia and the beard?
They got that sexy body and everything.
He likes Jimmy, baby. Love it. Love it. Here is probably the most sexy name that almost every single 49er fan wants. Earl Thomas, Seattle. You played against this guy for years and years and years. There were reports this week. He enrolled his kids into a Texas elementary school. Like, really? That's how we're doing this? Who was it? Was it Gary Payton? LeBron James has entered his kids into insert Catholic school in Los Angeles. And that's how he knew LeBron was going to L.A. Well, the same thing can be said for Earl Thomas, who's now put his children, apparently, into a Texas, I don't know if it's a public or private school, but rumors are he's going to go to the Cowboys because that's where he's from, Texas. Obviously played at the University of Texas. I'd love to have him in the red and gold. I just don't think it's possible. And I don't know. Maybe he wants to play Seattle two times a year. I get the appeal there. Play in the Robert Saleh wannabe Pete Carroll system. Play with Richard Sherman. Maybe he just wants to play with a better team in the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, if I was him, I'd go to the Cowboys. Number eight on this list, D Ford. I like D Ford. He gives the Niners an element, if you were to come to them, or the Raiders, of speed on the edge, just a pure pass rusher. I don't think Kansas City has the financial wherewithal to keep him because they're pretty much, they got a lot of guys they got to pay. D Ford is not necessarily the complete player DeMarcus Lawrence is, but he's pretty good. He's pretty good. I mean, you could do a lot worse than D Ford, and the Niners did last year with Cassius Marsh. Ugh. Then you got Frank Clark from Seattle. Now, if it was between D Ford and Frank Clark, I'm taking Frank Clark. Frank Clark is a baller. Scratching the surface. And he is a elite pass rusher. There's not a lot of people that really compare to him. And I would love to have him in our system. On the edge, he gets around deep offensive tackles. He bends. The guy makes plays. He knows how to bat the ball out of the quarterback's hands. Really, really, really like him. Really like Frank Clark. Have a feeling, though, Seattle's going to lock him up. Landon Collins is an interesting name at safety. Really like Landon Collins. He's a safety from the New York Giants. Obviously went to Bama. I mean, he was in Defensive Player of the Year conversations in 2016. Took a huge step back the last 2 years. He did go on IR, hurt his shoulder. I have a feeling the Giants are going to try to stick with him, but I would love to have him in the 49er red and gold, and you know the Raiders could use him as well because they got no safety help whatsoever. You want to see Reggie Nelson or Landon Collins? I mean, give me a break. And Landon Collins, big dude, big body. Who's the little number 42? Carl Joseph. He's a small guy. He can run around. I think him next to a Landon Collins, now you're talking. That's a nice pair. I really like Landon Collins. Here's the guy that I think fits for both teams, Raiders, Niners. C.J. Mosley. This guy's a leader. He's an absolute stud for the Ravens. I don't know why the Ravens would move off him. He's just been a really good player. I think he's got some good years ahead of him.
Roll Tide!
Oh, he's another Tide. I mean, there's a lot of them out here. I'd love to get C.J. Mosley. Most inside linebackers do not get big money on the open market. This guy's a four-time Pro Bowler. Smart, instinctual, doesn't get the silly penalties over the middle. He's a stud. He's a stud. And here's another guy I'd absolutely love. And I got a big... I don't think this guy has reached his potential either. So I'm at UCLA. I like Anthony Barr. This guy should be splashing more than he is. He looks physically like Willie McGinnis. Big, tall, long, long arms, fast, freakishly good. But there's some just, some is not, he's not hitting. He's not getting the sack numbers that he should. I think it's that defensive line is really good in Minnesota, and they're beating him to the list. 49er fans, Raider fans, are any of these names compelling you? Do you want any? Do you want Le'Veon Bell? Antonio Brown? Who do you want? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Ronald Darby from the Eagles. Torn ACL, kind of ruined his season. But he's probably the best DB, if we're looking at corner, out of all the free agents. You did kind of swing on Richard Sherman in the torn ACL. I mean, on the torn Achilles. Do I want to necessarily roll the dice on him? I don't know. But the Raiders could always use cornerback help. I mean, they signed that guy from the Colts this year, Rashawn Melvin. I don't even think he played. I don't know what the heck happened there. Not even sure. Here's a guy that I think he just makes plays. But I'm not sure what position he is at this point in his career. But I'd get him on my team, Tyrann Mathieu. The honey badger. Dude just makes plays. I thought he was going to get paid last year. I didn't understand Arizona moving off him. Went to the Texans. It was solid. I just think that he's a guy that he needs to be in the right situation. I'd definitely take him. He's also a ball hawk. Would absolutely love him. Would absolutely love him. And how bad are the 49ers and Raiders that literally every single free agent sounds better than their current roster? True dat, 925. I'm not going to debate you there. Here's another guy, LaMarcus Joyner, safety for the Rams. Taking him would hurt your rival. They franchise tagged him last year. I'm not that impressed with Joyner. I don't necessarily watch the Rams and go like, oh my God. LaMarcus Joyner is a guy you got to have. But if you wanted to bring him in, both teams, obviously both teams need safety help. It can make sense. Teddy Bridgewater. Doesn't this guy scream John Gruden? Doesn't it? Oh, Teddy Bridgewater. He can throw the pill. Skinny guy. Want to make the most of him. How about Preston Smith, linebacker for the Redskins? I mean, everyone says he's underrated. Is he? Is he? He's the eighth-ranked outside linebacker in the league. He's all right. He's all right. He doesn't have the sexy splash name appeal of Jadeveon Clowney. But Preston Smith is a good player. He is a good player. And he would definitely be an upgrade for both teams. The Ndamukong Suh. Probably more name than he is impact at this point in his career. I like Ndamukong, but I don't think either team needs D tackles. Za'Darius Smith, outside linebacker for the Ravens. I think he's the guy they bring back. I thought he was good in the playoff games. He's a guy I like. Ziggy Ansah. I mean, dude's always hurt. He looks like an Adonis. Plays like Jane. He's the Corey Maggette of NFL D linemen. He looks like an absolute freak. And for some reason, this dude is never on the field. Didn't play in the game that the 49ers played against Detroit. One of the reasons probably why they won that game. Offensive tackle, Daryl Williams from Arizona, from the Carolina Panthers. You're telling me the Raiders couldn't use another tackle? Did you watch the Monday Night Football game against the Niners? Who was the kid that kept getting benched? What was it? What was his name? Not Colton Miller. Who's the other guy? Come on. Give it to me, Joe. What's that tackle's name? He was terrible. Who? Give it to me, boys, when you get it in a second. I forget his name. He got benched and then chewed out by the offensive coordinator. Brandon Parker? Yeah, Parker. That was it. Good call. Good call on that. Yeah, he's terrible. You could definitely use Daryl Williams in the black and silver. How can the 49ers get AJ Green? Do you think Lynch has thought about it? I hope he has. It's his job. Adam Peters. Hello? Are you doing anything? Adam Peters.
Hello? Hello?
Are you there? Trade for AJ Green. He's got 1 year left on his deal. He's this big-bodied wide receiver, 6'4", help you in the red zone. scratching the surface of his potential still. I think he still has a second act left in him. He needs to be in the right situation. Get him off that turf. Get him out of that division. Put him in the Levi's turf. Not as much better, but at least it's grass as opposed to that hard surface in Cincinnati. Would love to see AJ Green for like a fourth or fifth rounder. Trade for him. Give him an extension. Let's see him with Jimmy. Would Jimmy be his best quarterback he's had in his career? I mean, I know everybody hates Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's much more accomplished, sadly, than Jimmy Garoppolo. You say what you want. I love Jimmy. Jimmy, come on. You got to play every game. Ha ha, Clinton Dix feels like a name more than he is a player at this point in his career. I mean, the Packers have no defense, and they got rid of this guy? Kind of a head scratcher. Curious why they would do that. Brandon Graham. Now, that's a guy I really like. DN, a little older, 31 years old, but the Niners squeezed the lemon on Elvis Dumervil, and they had some of their best, most impactful D-line moments when Elvis Dumervil was on the roster 2 years ago. I had 6.5 sacks on the outside playing in situational spots on the rotation. So get in here, Niner fans, Raider fans. I just listed you the top 25 free agents out there. I gave you my opinions. Who are your opinions? Who do you like? Who do you want? 888-957-9570 and hit us up on the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. Is it Earl Thomas or bust? I mean, there are a ton of safeties that are going to be available. Landon Collins, Earl Thomas, LaMarcus Joyner, the Honey Badger, Adrian Amos, Ha Ha Clinton Dix, Glover Quinn, Trey Boston, Kenny Vaccaro, George Ioka, Jimmy Ward? Raiders, can I interest you in a hurt, broken down Jimmy Ward who doesn't know what position he's going to play?
Who's your top three from the list? Who do you put at one?
Well, it's DeMarcus Lawrence. I think he's
absolutely safeties. We're talking about safeties right here.
Safeties? Well, yeah, it's Earl Thomas. I just don't think he's coming to the Niners.
With
I
the
think
age,
he's
though? You still think he's the best on that list?
I do. Who would you say?
I mean, Landon Collins, get a refresh, fresh start.
Problem with Landon Collins, he reminds me too much, and I think he's a way better version of this guy. But who was the kid, Mays, who played for USC, was drafted?
Taylor Mays,
thank you. Just big.
And Carroll drafted Earl Thomas over him.
Yeah, and he wants to just lay people out. The Niners took him, I think, in the second round, third round. Couldn't get off special teams. But he always just wants to lay people out in the open field. It's like, dude, just make the right play. You know, he's a safety that I think would have looked a ton of a lot better 12 years ago. Like, he's a Bernard Pollard type, a Dante Whitner type, where I'm trying to just thump. I don't know if he's the necessarily, like, I love the Devin McCourties of the world. Yeah, they give up big plays here and there, but they make up with big plays.
So you mentioned DeMarcus Lawrence, the DN pass rusher. Niners somehow find a way to get him. What do they do in the draft?
Well,
no more Nick Bosa?
DK,
you go both?
DK Metcalf? Come on
second
down.
Overall.
Why not? Or I trade out of that spot.
Have you seen his injury history?
Yeah, I have.
Year.
The neck. I know. It's a very serious thing. Did you see the guy in the workout videos? He looked like David Boston. Do you guys remember David Boston?
No.
The roid freak. He went one-on-one with Charles Woodson back in the Ohio State, Michigan days, ripping helmets off. He was in the Arizona Cardinal uniform, and the dude was a roid monster. 6'5", like 240. Just yacked out of his mind. That picture the other day of DK Metcalf, it reminded me of that Baylor D end.
Sean Oakman.
Oh, my God.
The meme.
Oh, he's like the mountain from Game of Thrones, right? Unbelievable. Raider fans, Niner fans, does anybody have a wish list? Are you in on Le'Veon, Antonio? I don't want Antonio Brown. There's so much smoke here where it's telling you so many red flags where I'm like, dude, this guy's not, he's a great player. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but are we just like discrediting how great Big Ben is at getting the ball out and making all these receivers? Let me go through the list of Big Ben wide receivers. Now, yes, they've drafted phenomenally. Name a guy who's balled out away from Big Ben. Hines Ward, like he was more of a sealer for life, but Plaxico Burress, he did some things in New York with Eli, another good quarterback. Santonio Holmes.
Emmanuel Sanders.
You know what? Emmanuel has broken the mold. I love Emmanuel Sanders. That would be the high-end comp for Dante Pettis for me, would be Emmanuel Sanders. I don't know if he's as athletic as him, but then I'm going to go down the line. You got Santonio Holmes in Plaxico. Mike Wallace. Can I interest anyone in a Mike Wallace? Yeah, I'm cool off that. I know there's other guys at the... But Antonio's probably the best talent of all those guys, even though he's drafted in the sixth round. But there's just something, I don't trust him. And he's so little. I don't know. I'm worried about him breaking down. He already had the fractured ankle 2 years ago. Does he scare you? Because he does for me, and I just think the price tag is too steep. Yes, on face value. Will you take Antonio Brown? No, I don't want him. But let's put a little nuance on it. What is the cost? What is my return on that investment? I think he can still have another 4 or 5 good years. Will he be as good here as he was in Pittsburgh? Doubtful. Will Jimmy stay healthy? Let's go to Rob in Discovery Bay. Rob, step right up, no waiting. What do you got on this beautiful night?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
All right. Okay, I have one for you that you didn't even mention that it makes sense, and it makes sense for free agency, and then we can still go with our Allen or Bosa in the draft. Fowler, the pass rusher from the Rams, he shouldn't be that expensive. And then you still draft your Allen or Bosa, and now you're looking real good pass rush-wise.
I like that, Rob. What about a name here? I'll throw a name at you, and let me ask you. What about Tyrell Williams from San Diego, the big-bodied receiver, 6'4"? He's going to be a free agent this year. I think they're going to allow Mike Williams and Keenan Allen to take over the reins down in San Diego. Would you take him on the Niners as the number one wide receiver?
I love him, and this is why. What I read about him is, he's played every game. He's not injury prone, and I'm done with injuries. So I love Tyrell. I mean, he's always there, but of course you have Allen there. So hey, Tyrell Williams is high on my list also.
Yeah, I mean 6'4", over 200 pounds. He's a Salem, Oregon guy. Let me give you his numbers this year. And they dipped off. They had Austin Eckler, so they had a lot of different weapons they were throwing at. But the guy did have 65 targets. 41 catches, 653 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Third option, though.
Yeah, he was a third option, but I think he wants to get paid. I think this dude wants to get paid, and I think he'd be good. When you got Marquise Goodwin, Pettis, I need a big body dude. I need a dude who can command safety help over the top so that George Kittle can work the underneath routes, right? Work over the middle of the field so that Goodwin can take the lid off the defense from the slot, or Pettis can work in the slot, or Trent Taylor can work in the slot. Right now, there's nobody on the outside that I got to double. Maybe Tyrell Williams is that guy. And we're going to continue this free agency talk. Everybody, I see you lining in, 211 Steel Reserve. We'll get to you in a second. I know there's got to be a St. Ide Special Brew caller out there if there's 211 Steel Reserve. Is there a Rainier Ale? Is there a Mickey's out there? Back to my in the Grove, in high school, drinking King Cobras, wearing my flannels days. 888-957-9570. It's the Butcher Shop. We're going to keep this 49er conversation going. And at the top of the hour, we're going to talk NBA big picture with my boy, Kenny Caraway, KC and Sack, because he's got a lot of NBA opinions, and I want to ask about Kevin Durant. But 49er fans, who do you want? Who do you not want? Get in line. It's the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game.
Back to the Butcher Shop on 95.7 The Game. Here's Joe Shasky.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the Butcher Shop. I am Joe Shasky. We are 95.7 The Game. Young, vibrant, and youthful. That's what we are over here. Not middle-aged, crusty, and North Bay-ish. What do you got on this song, Nash? What was that?
K-Camp, money, baby. Because right here, the Niners spending money in the offseason. They're acquiring talent.
All right, that's enough of you. Let's go out to the phone lines. 888-957-9570. Love you, Nash. 49er fans, what do you need? What do you need this offseason? Who do you want? Who do you not want? Let's go out to 211 Steel Reserve. Step right up, no waiting. What do you got on the 49ers?
Man, check this out. You know I got no love for the Niners whatsoever. But I keep it real. I keep it real. Check this out. Antonio Brown, he's up there in age. The dude is solid. Don't get me wrong. But you know what I'm saying? He's the kind of guy that can go into your locker room. And I'm not saying the Niners are on their way back, but let's just say they do got something good going on. The last thing you want is some cancer to go in there, which he is that type of player. If he's acting a fool in Pittsburgh, can you imagine him in Cali? Come on now. And my wish list for the Raiders is, man, can we get like a running back like Le'Veon Bell? We haven't had a premier stud at running back, and I don't know how long, bro. If you can get that and I'm ready to turn page on Carr. So if you could trade him for a first and some else in there, let's do it.
Would you take Kyler Murray, number 4 overall?
No way. Too much of a project and too much. I mean, I'm not knocking his athleticism, but no, I just think there's too much risk at that.
How about Nick Foles? Bro. Would you take Nick Foles on the open market for the right price?
As a backup.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good call, Steel Reserve, 211. And yes, earlier I was referencing King Cobra High School. Yeah, that's what the city kids did. We drank at the Grove and the Palace of Fine Arts and Land's End and all over. And I drank at Crocker Park. That's okay. Mickey's, King Cobra, St. Ives Special Brew, you name it, we drank it.
How old are you?
Now?
No, when you're drinking Mickey's in the parking lot.
I was a bad child. This is why I don't drink now. I was a bad child growing up. But I digress, Lil Neil. 888-957-9570. And it is a big high school basketball night, if you didn't know. Big, big CCS basketball night. Shout out St. Cecilia's 8th grade A team that won the championship last night. The Colonico family, my man, the Dudums and them. Congratulations to all those boys who play their final CYO game tonight.
Hell yeah!
Anybody else who's won a CYO game that's a championship, the games are all tonight. Call in East Bay, Peninsula, North Bay, in the city, and all the CCS games as they start to finalize. I know Reardon played tonight against Mitty. I know St. Ignatius played tonight against, I think, Bellarmine. There's lots of different games. We're going to touch on those in the 9 o'clock hour. We're definitely going to talk about the Warriors and two-thirds of the way through, who is their biggest threat? Who's the biggest threat for them? And let's go out to the 408 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, and you can hit us up at 95795. We need to get Brown and Earl Thomas, Norman from Santa Clara. Okay, I'm down with that. I'll take that all day. I would love to have Earl Thomas. They need a safety. You're going to rely on Jaquaski Tart and Harris, who's very unproven. I mean, going into last year, I was like, Adrian Colbert, oh, they got something there. He took a big step back, and he ended up hurting his ankle and going on IR. But I'm curious as to why the 49ers think that they don't need safety help. You clearly need safety help. Oh, and he says, I digest. I know, but that's the wrong word, so I don't really care. Anyway, let's go out to Matt in San Francisco. Matt, step right up. No waiting. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey boy, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing good when we talk about these Niners, man. The Niners got a lot of money to spend, and this is the third year. They got to spend some money because when you look at the Rams and what they did, you spend some money, you get some key free agents. You got to get the offense moving. You know, once you get the offense moving, then you remember when Jimmy came in, it was the offense that ignited the defense. He made everybody better. So I think if we could get the offenses going 28 to 35 points a game, and, you know, yeah, you still got to go out there and get you know, sign a key free agent on defensive end and a safety, we can compete, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But you got to get the offense going, man, because that's what the league is about.
Definitely. You know what, Matt? One of the things that people neglect to bring up is that the 49ers have not played complimentary football over any of the last 6 years. And when they did last year, it's incredible, or I guess 2 years ago now, it's incredible how much better the entire team looked when Jimmy was actually scoring points. The D looked competent, didn't it, Matt?
Yeah. The only concern I got about Jimmy G is that, worst case scenario, he might be a Tony Romo. You know what I mean? Great numbers, but never win no playoff games get injured. That's the worst case scenario.
I like Tony Romo. I know a lot of people don't. If you're telling me Jimmy Garoppolo's career is as good as Tony Romo's, I'll sign up for that. I will. I'll sign up for that. I really will. Tony Romo, I know he didn't win the big one. You can win a lot of games with a Tony Romo. I mean, at this point, he's played literally like 10 games. We know more about Nick Mullins than we probably do about Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's my big question heading into the 2019 season. Who the heck is Jimmy Garoppolo? Let's go out to Roland and get in line. 888-957-9570. Oh, Rolando. I'm sorry, like Rolando McClain. Let's go out to Rolando in Mountain View. Rolando, step right up. No waiting. What do you got?
Hey, big fan of the show, man. I love you. I listen to you after a long day of work, man. I listen to you. You keep the good work, man. Big fan of your show, man.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm a big-time Niner fan, and my wish list is, first of all, as much as people want AD, he's getting 30-31. I want to go another direction, and I would call the New York Giants, and I want to know if how serious are you consider trading Odell Beckham, because I want Odell Beckham to come over to the West Coast, line up, start September in the red and gold. And I want Odell Beckham Jr., I want Earl Thomas, and I want Nick Bosa. That's my list. And I don't know how you feel, but if I want John Lynch to call New York, and I want to know how serious are you at the Giants trading Odell Beckham, because I want Odell Beckham to come over to the West Coast. What are your thoughts? What's your voice?
I absolutely love it. That would get us into
organized chaos.
And I would absolutely be all about that life, Jed, because all I don't care about
winning with class.
All I want to do is get back to the playoffs, because and I need that.
Reestablish a championship culture.
Odell Beckham is an absolute superstar. I saw Monday Night Football this year. The Giants, New York Giants, came down to play my Niners. Me and Bonte, we took our ladies out to the game. My wife got us some great seats. Took my boy Rocco. We went out there. Rocco will be on with us later on tonight. Odell Beckham was open on every single play. Literally every single play. He had his hand up waving like, throw me the ball, Eli. He's unguardable. And I know, like, in today's NFL, it's different than back in the day. Back in the day, you get your hands on somebody, you can clutch and grab, and you know, that's kind of how Richard Sherman plays defense anyway. But you could do things to offset the athleticism. Odell Beckham is literally open one, two steps on his route tree every single time. And if you think about it, realistically, they could swing a deal of next year's draft picks, whatever it's going to take, to go get Odell Beckham, sign Earl Thomas in free agency, and then still draft Bosa with the number two overall pick. That's all actually plausible, and I think it should happen. And that's actually, to me, Antonio Brown. Screw Antonio Brown. Get me Odell Beckham. He's in his prime. Is he a handful? Is he a pain in the you-know-what? Does he like to go on the yacht the week of the playoffs? Absolutely. And you know what? He could go out on the yacht in the bay if we're going to the playoffs. I will drive the boat in the yacht in McCovey Cove watching Bryce Harper hit home runs. And me and Odell will be on the boat chilling if we're going to the playoffs. And I guarantee you, this entire area would wrap their arms around Odell Beckham. And get Jimmy Garoppolo a weapon. Him and Kittle? Come on.
I want winners.
Yes. 888-957-9570. Get in line. I want to know where you're at, Niner fans. Greg in the city. Step right up. No waiting. What you got? It's 95.7 The Game. What you got on the Niners?
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I want to talk about Jarrett McKinnon real quick, but defense, yeah, I want to get that Earl Thomas in there. Richard Sherman, the boat has passed. I don't want him around anymore. Let him, if he wants to coach, I don't know. He's making too many mistakes out there. I don't need him around. Jarrett McKinnon, by the way, I went on a hard bump and run on defense. Would you give me some of that? Jarrett McKinnon, he played college quarterback. Give me some option passes out of the shotgun with a wing T. You know, give me some option passes. Let's open up that offense.
Woo!
You know, that's why the man can throw the ball, you know? And
yes.
I'll take your comments, Joe.
I love it, Greg. I love it. And I agree with him. They need to get – here's the – if I was going to say what's the formation I'm most looking forward to seeing, it's Jerick McKinnon and Matt Breida in the backfield simultaneously at the same time. Look at what San Diego did with Austin Eckler. San Diego. They're San Diego to me. I don't care. I'm not going to call them the L.A. Chargers.
Go Chargers. Go.
Yes, Arnold. And if you put Austin Eckler and Melvin Gordon in the backfield, who you guarding? Who you guarding? That's the kind of offense I want to see with Jimmy G and Kyle. I want to see it, baby. Let's see it. Let's put Breida and McKinnon back there together. I mean, I like McKinnon. I'm holding out hope he can help bring something to this table. But he's not sold as the number one everyone thinks he is. Oh, and here we go. The 925. No, not at all. 49er fans want a cancer on the team. Odell Beckham Jr. is trash. He's trash. I mean, come on. If you're going to slander the guy, come with a little bit of logic and reason. I mean, take a step back. He's not trash. The dude is a star.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I mean, he may not be your cup of tea, but give me a break. He's absolutely a baller. And we got my man Casey in Sacramento going to join us shortly to talk a little Warriors. Let's go out to Antioch, the home of Harris, the running back who's playing for Alabama. Can't get no run for the national champions. Ray, Step right up, no waiting. What do you got on the 49ers?
Oh, man, I just want to tell you, I'm really proud of you, man. I used to be one of the callers when you were there.
Thank you.
To you and Guru getting your own shows, man, that's awesome, man.
Thank you, Ray. That means a lot, man. I'm just a fan. I'm living the dream. I'm just a fan like you and everybody else. I don't know more than anyone else. We're just out here talking sports.
Just said the magic word, Alabama, man. And you know what? My plan for the Niners, it may not be the most greatest plan, but I think really, even though we may not need them, I watched the kid play. I think draft Quentin Williams, and I think that you get C.J. Mosley, like you said, to Alabama side right there, man. And you show up that middle. You got Goff, and you got these guys that we play every other game twice a year. Show up the middle, man. It matters who you put in the safety.
Ooh,
I think you put them back there with Warner, and that's a deadly combo linebacker. And I think that Ken Williams, he may be the next Donald, in my opinion, man.
I like that. Well, what do you think about Odell Beckham Jr.? You think he's worth all the trouble? I think he's way more worth the trouble than Antonio Brown.
I don't know. I like you with Brown. I don't know if we want to pay that much. What they're asking for, man.
Yeah.
You know, we do need a wide receiver. We do need a number one. But sometimes, you know, the number ones, they carry all that drama with them, man. I don't know if the Niners are in that position to deal with that.
Yeah.
But if the price is right, you know, I even say, you know, if you want to see that scary offense, I say you take another look at Bell, man. Forget about McKinnon.
Hey, I like
Bell
that.
Back there with Breida.
Totally agree.
I think Shanahan could open it up, man. I think he would. Who are you going to guard? Breida, Bell? You know, I really think that, you know, he's the answer to what we want to do on offense. But, you know, it ain't my money.
Hey, Ray, I'm on the same page. Ray, I'm on the same page. And I appreciate the kind words you said. And I appreciate you calling in. I love Le'Veon Bell because he's a great short yardage runner. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He is a prototype modern day running back. Dual threat. He's a beast. Is he a malcontent? I don't know. I mean, how many people are mad at Pittsburgh right now? Who knows what the heck is going on over there?